Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hi.
How you doing? My name is Will Brown. I'm supposed to come to your office today and bring Arlene's paperwork.
Oh, yeah. Let me give you the address where we're located at. I'm not there, but I can have someone help you over there.
Right.
Let me
I'm supposed to get
see.
signed up to take care of Arlene.
You also want to sign up to take care from Arlene?
Yes, but I can only do 20 hours.
Oh, okay, not a problem. And what's up with Darrell?
I talked to Daryl yesterday.
Okay.
That's how he gave me the information to contact you guys and bring her information in.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So let me first give you our office address.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 11 Winding Drive. Let me just
Wait,
text the people. One second.
yeah, to this number.
What's your phone number?
215-807-8070.
205 807
9203.
9203. Okay, so when should I tell? I'll call someone over there to see that they should be able to help you. I'll give you their number. The question is, when do you want to go? I sent you the address.
Okay, I mean, I can come now if you want.
Whenever you want, whenever it works for you.
Okay, well, what number? You said you were going to give me the number to where?
To whoever is there in the office now, so they can, get the documents from you and drop her off. Drop it off to here.
Okay, give me the
Let
numbers.
me. Okay, one second. Let me see what I have. So, what documents do you have with you? Do you know what documents you have?
Yes, it's her direct express.
Okay, she's getting direct distress. Okay.
Yeah, I'm supposed to drop off her direct her do all her transactions and how much she make and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, and does she have any other bank accounts?
No, not that I know of, no.
If it's only direct distress, then we would need 3 months of that. And
Yeah, I had that.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Do you have the Social Security award letter?
I'm sorry, say it again. I don't have the Social Security letter.
There's an award letter that states over there like how much he's getting in gross, because in their account they can only see the net amount. They would want to see also the gross amount, which is from Social Security award letter. Their patients should have such a letter.
Right.
Received in the mail. Do you have it with you as well?
No, I don't have that with me, but I can, try to go back and get it.
Yeah, okay, that's one. And also, I sent for Daryl an explanation letter to explain that any transactions in the account. One second, why am I not able to see what is needed? Okay. Well, for some reason, they say that the county says that a client needs 5-year look-back statements, but that means that the patient has another account. Do you have any other statements with you?
No.
It looks like the patient has another bank account. So if the patient has another bank account, then they would need to see 5 years of that account going back.
Okay.
So just try to find out which account it is. Which bank, and call in the bank, tell them that the patient applies for home care, and you need 5 years of statement. They can email it to you, and once you have it, you can just email it to me as well also. Yes, sure. My email address, let me just text it in as well.
Wait a minute.
So you don't actually have to come down to the office. You can make a picture of the statements and send it to me.
This call is being recorded.
Okay.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Yeah, I must have hit something. All right. So what do I need?
So let me. I'll write you a list of what you need. Yes. So there is one. Let me just text you and explain you what it states over here.
Okay. Okay, this is your email. I got your email.
Okay. So I sent you now what the county sent to me. So over here it says the client is still missing 5-year look-back statement, the bank statement, and letter of explanation. So bank statement should consist of January and June. 3 years, 2021, 22, 23 should be January. Just one, two statements, January statement and June from those 3 years. And after 23, meaning 24 and 25, and also this year, for January, they need all the statements. It's going to come out to about 25 statements, I guess, 12 for 25, and one for 26. So this is for the bank accounts. The letter of explanation, I sent for Darl the letter of explanation, but I'm not sure he got it signed by the patient. So basically, the patient should sign this document. I'll send it to you as well. Do you have an email address?
Yes.
Okay,
it's Will Brown. Okay.
Can you text to me so it's going to be easier?
Okay. There you go.
Just look for that document.
Is this what I got to fill out?
What is it?
It says last 4 digits of my social, fast finding.
No, I didn't send you that. I'm just sending you right now the email with the explanation letter. So here is it. So the client is still missing the 5 years of statements from the bank. So that's
right.
Yeah, and the letter of explanation to be signed, which I sent you in your email address, you should receive it. And you said the patient is getting Direct Express. So if so, they would want to see 3 months of the Direct Express, which you have right now. And
yes.
Also, let me just write down these two things that I'm not stating here. So, Direct Express. Last 3 months, and
She has to sign a letter. He has to sign a letter of explanation, right?
Yes, yes. I sent you in the email a written letter, a draft letter. They just she should just sign it and just send it back.
Okay.
Award letter. Okay, so I sent you now a text with the other stuff. So as you can see over here, there's 5-year look back from the bank account that she had. I'm not sure which account it is, with which bank, and what the last digital account is. The letter of explanation, direct express 3 months, and the Social Security income award letter. And if we have everything of this, I'm going to send in everything to the broker and to the county, so they have everything for your file.
Okay, so I have to download the letter.
I guess so.
Yeah, I can probably print it out on my printer. Wait a minute. What is all this mess going on? So you just sent me the letter of explanation. That's all I have right now.
Yeah, I gave the. Yeah, go ahead.
I have the. I'm gonna download it and try to print it out. I have the Direct Express. You said she has another account.
Yes, that's what the county emailed me. That the county.
Oh, you need to know. You need to know what is the. You need to know the bank that this Direct Express is going to.
No. It seems to me that the Direct Express is just for her Social Security. That's what it seems to me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Direct Express is usually like the Social Security Administration uses
right,
that.
Right. So you have to know what bank she has. You need the route number and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Right. So just find out from the patient what is her bank account, which bank account she has. Call in the bank again of the patient and try to get 5 years of the statements. So they, as I said, so January the 1st, 2021, 22, 23, they only need like partial semi-annual statements, which is January and June, as stated in the text. And from 24 and 25, they need all the statements.
Right. So you need the last 5 years.
Yes, the last 5 years.
Right.
And the Social Security Income Award Letter, which you should have somewhere in their documents. Or somewhere.
Hold on for a second. So I just need the Social Security letter, how much she makes, and
she has that. Well, you was already talking when the phone came on.
Okay, so I got to get that, and I need. He said I need 5 years of bank statements because she has a bank account.
She don't have a bank account.
Okay.
Only thing she have is what you took up there.
Okay. Well, I didn't go up there yet, but she has a letter of. What's it called, sir? I got to download it and have her sign it.
Okay.
The explanation letter.
Yeah. How you doing?
That's Daryl.
I'm doing great.
Yeah. Listen, we talked a lot already. Remember, she don't have no bank statements. I gave you what she had for the Direct Express income. That's it.
The question is, like, why the county asked for 5 years looking back. The question is, like, if they see an old account which might be closed, they would need maybe a verification that
the account is. She don't have an old account, though. That's what I'm saying. She don't have no bank account or old account.
I believe you. I just think why the county would want to see 5 years of statements, that they emailed me that they need 5 years of statements. If it's just Direct Express, they only need 3 months.
Okay, that's all it is, Direct Express, period.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
so
I'll
send in whatever you give me.
You told me that you would write the letter of nothing over 500 and she just needs to sign it.
Right, so I wrote you the letter, I emailed it to you, and just waiting to get it.
You have it already, Will?
Yes, I have.
Will, he emailed it to you already, right?
Is that the letter of...
I sent her
if
with
you have
letter,
an email,
yeah.
He sent it to you, right, Will? Well, you do have an email from him.
I do have an email from him. Is that the letter of what this you sent me?
Yes, that's the letter of explanation.
Yeah, I have that.
All right, so all you got to do is print that out, let her to sign it. She has her Social Security proof of income there at the house.
Okay.
Perfect.
And that's it. And he has the 3 months statements already. That's it. That's all you need.
Right. All right. And I'll email
it to you. Send me in a picture of the 3 months of statements. Either you can scan it, whatever works for you. And I'll be waiting for the award letter and the explanation letter. And I'll tell the county that I'll tell the county that that you say that there's no other account, so no other verification is needed. Let's see what the county will respond to that.
Right.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
Perfect.
So
sounds
Will,
like
you
a plan.
Good now, right, Will?
Yeah, I'm great. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go over there and get the letter, and I'm gonna see if I can print this out and see see what's going on.
Before you go over there, just print that out and take that with you, let her sign it, and then pick up the letter she has.
Okay.
Okay, right. And what's your name? Your name is Will?
Yeah, my name is Will Brown.
And can I reach you on this number?
Yes, sir, all the time.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks,
Steve.